Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, please turn to Genesis chapter 1. It's wonderful to be in the Lord's house today. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning. In the beginning. The opening line. The first three words of the holy book. This is how the Bible begins. This statement, the declaration, the announcement, the proclamation that there was a beginning. In the beginning, only possible because of who already existed. Because of whom always existed. Psalm 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed, that is, gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 93, 2, your throne is established from of old, you are from everlasting. Psalm 102, verses 25 to 27, of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end. Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. In the beginning only possible because of who already existed. Because of whom always existed. You know, beginnings are not foreign to us. The beginning of life. The beginning of a new day. The beginning of a new year. The beginning of relationship. The beginning of schooling. The beginning of business, occupation, interests, and invention. We've all known beginnings, and we will all know beginnings still. As long as life endures, and still when we pass from this life, a beginning. The beginning of eternity, unending days, in one of two places. Though in a sense, eternity has already begun for the saint. Death, but a doorway. No, beginnings are not foreign to us. And so, what if every beginning began just like Genesis 1:1? Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. It's the right way to begin. It's the right way to start. It's the perfect line for the creation of anything. The opening line, the opening words, beginnings only possible because of God. And because he is God. How many beginnings begin without God? Beginnings are not foreign to us. How many beginnings begin without God? It's the wrong way to begin. The wrong way to start. It's the imperfect line for the creation of anything. Beginnings without God. And so let's bring in the fifth word, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created. It's the right way to start. Imagine if every beginning began like this. All our beginnings. The beginning of life. And the beginning of life in the womb as God intended between a husband and wife in the confines of marriage. The beginning of a new day. Before the rest of the day unfolds and plays out, God. The beginning of a new year, God. The creation of a home, a family. Beginning a conversation. Reply, answer. The beginning of schooling, God first. And even if we or our sons and daughters find themselves in a Babylonian school system, parents, they'll be just fine. Like Daniel and his friends. The beginning of business, God right there in the idea and the ideas and the details and the ethics and the very foundation on which the business stands. The beginning of occupation. God will lead us. God will place us. And where we find ourselves, we serve God. And we honor God and we work as unto the Lord. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God. The beginning of interests. You know, God must be at the beginning, for too often interests begun without God lead away from God. Distance created. The beginning of invention. Divine creativity, inspiration, and vision. These are but a few examples this morning. You know, I want all my beginnings to begin like this. In the beginning, God created. Entrust your beginnings to the one who created beginnings. You know, think about it. He is the one who created beginnings. He invented them. He initiated them. He made them real. He made them possible. If Genesis 1:1 had never happened, beginnings wouldn't exist. And so if he created beginnings, you know, I think he can handle all my beginnings. The one who created the heaven and the earth. The one who created light. Day and night, evening and morning. The firmament. Waters, dry land, grass, the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind. The one who created lights. In the firmament of the heaven, to divide the day from the night, for signs, for wonders, for seasons, for days, for years. Two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He also made the stars, the moving creatures, the fowls that fly. And now we come to verses 26 and 27 of Genesis 1. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. the one who gave me my beginning, the one who gave you your beginning. You know, we can trust him and we should trust him. He is without doubt trustworthy, worthy, faithful. Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Hebrews 1, verses 10 to 12, you, Lord, in the beginning, laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. You know, God created humanity. And it's only because of this creative beginning that humanity can create and procreate. And yet David testified in the Psalms that it's still God that is creating. Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16, for you formed my inward parts. You covered, that is, wove me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, all the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. The Message paraphrase reads, you shaped me inside. You shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. You know, perhaps that's the issue. Humanity attests too much power to itself. To themselves. They start acting like God, operating like God, little g gods, and not the redeemed kind. Revelation 22:13, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Isaiah 45:18, for thus says the Lord who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. You see, the reality is, every beginning, whether good or not good, with God or without God, is only possible because in the beginning God created. No, beginnings are not foreign to us. I would encourage us all today to begin with God. Begin with God and let God begin with you. In the beginning, God. Why is this so important? It's because God is for us. He only wants the best for us. Jeremiah 29:11, many of us know it well. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. You see, the best for us and for every beginning in our lifetime is in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created. Because this is what it leads to. Genesis 1:31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. Very good. The Amplified Classic, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is suitable, pleasant, and he approved it completely. The Amplified, behold, it was very good, and he validated it completely. The Living Bible, it was excellent in every way. The Message, it was so good. So very good. And the Voice reads, God surveyed everything he had made, savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. You know, I don't know about you, but it's the life I want. The very good of God, the suitable, the pleasant, completely approved, completely validated, excellent in every way, so good, so very good. I love the Lord and I want him to survey everything made. Everything that once had a beginning. And there his eyes savoring the beauty and appreciating the goodness. I wonder today, are you with me? In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God. Begin with God and let God begin with you. You know, I can promise you, he does all things well. When beginning, choose his understanding. Even when yours doesn't match. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Make smooth and make straight. Trust in the Lord and lean on his understanding. You know, he certainly knows what's best. He is the expert beginner. You know, we can't actually believe that we know better than him. Can we? That's why every beginning, for beginnings are not foreign to us, should begin like this. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created, because he knows what's best. The beginning of anything and everything. And yet, the choice is ours. And here, the deconstruction, the foolishness of humanity. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God. In the beginning. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, there are beginnings without God. Do all things that begin without God fall apart and fail? No. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. And there is a level of human righteousness, morality, and ethic at play. And yet without God, it is as filthy rags. And it is judged as such. and will be judged as such. Isaiah 64, beginning at verse 1. That you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence. As fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down, the mountain shook at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. You are indeed angry, for we have sinned. In these ways we continue and we need to be saved. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. There is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter, and all we are the work of your hand. Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people. You know, the world is messed up. Yeah, there's beauty in it, but it's messed up. The world is lost. So many beginnings without God. And I won't even mention the things too shameful to speak of today. What we need to do is go back to the beginning. A lost world. Lost humanity. Lost soul. We need to go back to the beginning and read it as it reads. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created. Not sure how to begin? Go to the Word. Get on your knees and don't begin until you know. God will speak to you. Go to the Word. What a glorious way to begin. And you know, all the answers are found in the Word of God. Every answer we need. And you know, the Word, and yes, Jesus was there before the first beginning. John 1, verses 1 to 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I think we should appreciate the Bible. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. John 17, verses 24 to 26, Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world, O righteous Father. The world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. 1 Corinthians 8:6, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him. And the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. Micah 5:2, but you, Bethlehem, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting. You don't know how to begin? Whatever it might be in life, go to the Word. Get on your knees. Don't begin until you know. You're saying, I need a specific rhema. I need a specific word from my beginning. Get on your knees. James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. The Living Bible reads, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask him. And he will gladly tell you, for he is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask him. He will not resent it. The voice reads, if you don't have all the wisdom needed for this journey, then all you have to do is ask God for it, and God will grant all that you need. Patience. Ask God, seek. Wait for the answer. Don't get antsy. And just so we're clear, the wisdom that you receive as you're on your knees, the specific answers that we receive when on our knees, the wisdom will never violate the Word. Never. Well, I have good news for those here today in need of a new beginning. There is a new beginning offered to each person. John chapter 3, let's read it today. Beginning at verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with them. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God." In the beginning, God created. You know, a man can be born when he is old. Born again because of Jesus. A new beginning, a fresh start. A new creation, and now the ensuing new creation life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Listen, this is the offer. This is the offer, and we each must choose this new beginning or choose to reject this new beginning. Without this new beginning, this new birth, we remain enemies of God. And we will live out our day and our days at enmity with God. And we will pass from this life, return to the dust, and live out eternity, eternally separated from God, judged and relegated to hell and everlasting torment. I mean, that's the truth. And only the truth sets free. Only Jesus can give us the beginning we need. And the offer is on the table today. You know, the beginning at first may seem so small. And we know that there are small beginnings. We can't see it yet, but this small beginning should not be despised, nor should any small beginning. Don't despise the day. Don't despise the days of small beginnings. Cherish, treasure, honor, esteem, and hallow these days. Especially the days following decision to follow Jesus. In the beginning, God created. Share the words of Charles Spurgeon. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. When that beginning was, we cannot tell. It may have been long ages before God fitted up this world for the abode of man, but it was not self-existent. It was created by God. It sprang from the will and the word of the all-wise Creator. Genesis 1:2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. When God began to arrange this world in order, it was shrouded in darkness, and it had been reduced to what we call, for want of a better name, chaos. This is just the condition of every soul of man when God begins to deal with him in his grace. It is formless and empty of all good things. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. Genesis 1:2, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. This was the first act of God in preparing this planet to be the abode of man. And the first act of grace in the soul is for the Spirit of God to move within it. How that Spirit of God comes there, we know not. We cannot tell how he acts, even as we cannot tell how the wind bloweth where it listeth. But until the Spirit of God moves upon the soul, nothing is done towards its new creation in Christ Jesus. Genesis 1, 3-4, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Light be. Light was. God had but to speak the word, and the great wonder was accomplished. How there was light before there was any sun. For the sun was not created until the fourth day of the week. It is not for us to say. But God is not dependent upon his own creation. He can make light without a sun. He can spread the gospel without the aid of ministers. He can convert souls without any human or angelic agency. For he does as he wills in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Incredible. Let's have the worship ministry return. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Messed up world. Lost. We need to go back to the beginning and read it just as it reads. In the beginning, God created. The folly of man is to get rid of words. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God. In the beginning. How many beginnings will take place today without God? Perhaps you're in this room and you can think back. Times in your life where you began something and you know it wasn't in the beginning God, and it wasn't in the beginning God created. Well, with this knowledge, Wouldn't it be wonderful if every beginning from now on read like Genesis 1:1? In the beginning, God created. You know, let him create your earth, life and living, and you'll get his created heaven. He goes to prepare a place. Is there chaos? A new beginning, let God begin to arrange your world in order. Let God begin to deal with you in his grace. Darkness, let God speak. Let there be light. And for some here today, it's what you need. You need the separation between light and dark. Let the Spirit move upon you today, the Spirit of God, the God who stretched out the heavens, laid the foundation of the earth, and formed the spirit of man within him. A day of new beginnings. New beginnings, a day of decision that every beginning begin this way. In the beginning, God created. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to look back. I want a life that looks back and testifies that in the beginning, all my beginnings, God created. And you know, a good way to start each day is in the beginning, God. For he creates each day. This is the day the Lord has made. In the beginning, God created. Let's stand in the house today. If you'd like prayer for anything today, please feel free to slip out of your seat. If you know you need a new beginning today, he offers you a new beginning. You got chaos in your life, ask him. Lord, I need to hear from you. Help me arrange things. Help with the chaos, God. Put things in order. You're about to begin something and you need a word from the Lord. Lord, I need to hear from you. I need to hear from you, Lord. If you're here and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, one of the most popular scriptures, and we read it already today, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting and eternal life. He offers you a new beginning today. It begins with repentance, acknowledging that we are sinners in need of a Savior. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The only way back to right relationship with the Creator, with God the Father, is Jesus. We need Jesus Christ. And for all of us here today, would we just commit, God, going forward, we want it to read like this: in the beginning, you created. God created. Oh.